Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning and welcome to Burns Church. There's so many great jokes up here about your pastor staff. We'll start with a few of them. Anyway, let me back up a tad. Welcome. My name is Will Morris. I'm the pastor here. We have so many wonderful things going on today, and I will describe some of them to you. Today is actually the 17th Sunday after Pentecost. That's probably the least of your interest, because that's ordinary time and we keep track, but it's an important time in the church. It also, by the look of things, you can tell it's World Communion Sunday. There's a long description on the back of your bulletin about the church's view of World Communion Sunday and its history. The other important part of that aspect is there were envelopes, donation envelopes, in your bulletin last Sunday. Many of you probably got the same envelope this Sunday as well. We're not asking you to donate twice. We're just recognizing that we had a lot of extra envelopes, so I want to make sure you had the opportunity. If you are so moved, and I hope you are, to make a donation, it will benefit a lot of students who are studying toward the ministry in the United Methodist Church. So please make avail of that. It also, by definition of having picked World Communion Sunday, we are celebrating also the 60th anniversary of Burns Church here in this building. It's a very important day. Melba is so wonderful. She was kind enough to me to let me put 60th anniversary all over everything. And then she points out, but it's actually the 62nd anniversary. So it turns out we're both right. 62 years ago, the church was meeting in the other church. See, she's going to correct me now as well, in front of all of you. It was actually meeting in the house of the pastor, which was on the property.
No, it was in the pastor's house.
So this is the 60th anniversary, okay?
Take a look at the bulletin board outside.
A lot of things happen, but we're celebrating 60 years, okay? Is that fair? But it is a nuanced and wonderful history, and Melba has pulled out a lot of the archives. Material from the archives, including photographs and other important materials. So when you have the opportunity, and I don't mean you should run out there now, but after worship service, if you go toward the parlor, on tables and on bulletin boards is lots of photographs, and I'm hoping we can keep that material out for a few Sundays. So please take a look at that, because it is a long and wonderful history. I'm going to run through several announcements, and in anticipation of the Tongan Fellowship coming. Atonio Tolotau, good morning, sir. Let me just, while we got... Atonio, please remain standing. This is your physical exercise for the day. Back up, good, thank you. As most of you know, and I just want to make sure, part of World Communion Sunday is the opportunity for us, all three of our congregations, to come together. Atonio Tolotau, many of you know him as Neo, is the pastor of the Tonga Fellowship. We're hoping more of his fellowship comes in the next few minutes. But Antonio, wave to the crowd. Good to see you, sir. Our other, one more third of our collective body of Christ is the Ghana Wesley United Methodist Fellowship and their pastor, Pastor Emmanuel Nkansa. Pastor Emmanuel, would you be greeted? Welcome. And both of these gentlemen, I haven't talked to Neo. Neo, I'm hoping you'll help us with communion. Thank you. Very good. So you'll see us all up here. I have been talking about SMART goals. I'm hoping that you are looking at those and considering and being ready to turn in some goals for our church for 2015. I will take those at any point throughout the next week and a half. The other part of today's celebration, obviously we're going to celebrate communion, but also the luncheon right afterwards. We'll meet downstairs in the fellowship hall. There's lots of food from all three congregations, and I'm hoping that you will join us for that. Now, let me recognize and name what's going on. There's lots of things happening today. I know there's a Broncos game. I know there's a Rapids game. Our highest priority is to worship God today. So the service will run longer than it normally does, and I'm glad that you're here and will enjoy that. We will all move downstairs and have a wonderful lunch, and we will take it as we go. We're truncating things so that we fit in everything together. But again, our first priority is to worship God. There is no calendar, but let me call a few important dates to your attention. The youth group continues to meet on Mondays. This Tuesday, October 7th, the coordinating council will meet at 6:30. The regular stuff. The lay servant ministries training will happen next weekend, October 10th and 11th in Melba. I'm thinking people can still sign up, so please see Melba Taylor for that. And then 2 weeks from today is the Crop Hunger Walk. And all three congregations will meet for their church conferences on Sunday, November 23rd. That calendar in its entirety will be here in your bulletin next week, but I just want to be clear, Tuesday is important because it's the coordinating council meeting. Let me invite up Reverend Daniel Claywitter. He's going to stand here, and we're going to do a quick fashion show.
Notice the differences.
And I was sort of joking at the beginning, but Mark Doctor, who will lead our choir today, was looking at Daniel, and he said, he looks like a Buddhist monk. So I don't know a lot of what Daniel does as an off time, but I don't know that he's a Buddhist monk. But I do want to explain to I want him to explain to you what he's wearing, because it's a little bit different from what I'm wearing. And it's not every Sunday that there are two men in dresses in front of you. So we want to explain a little bit about our clothing.
And Kevin Condon, I think, said we look like good angel and bad angel, too. But that's all. I know. That's not right. No. So there actually is a reason for the difference in our liturgical garb, which is because we were ordained in a different order. So Will is an elder, I think, as you all know, and I was ordained a deacon in the United Methodist Church. And the reason for the stole being going diagonally and gathered up at the hip, at the waist, comes because deacons are ordained to active service. So in the early church, deacons wore their stoles like this so that their hands could be free. And it also goes back to the scriptures. When Jesus washed the feet of his disciples, he gathered a towel and tied it at his waist. So that's the symbolism of that. Our haircut's the same, though.
That's right.
Okay, very good. So lots of things going on. Before we continue to worship, let me offer the opportunity, as we do every Sunday, to greet each other. God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
The peace of Jesus Christ be with you.
Okay.
Amen. One of the important parts of the passing of the peace in the church, as many of you know, is to settle any differences that might exist. It's to sort of clear the air. I'm hoping that there aren't a whole lot of differences in this church, but it is an opportunity to offer the peace of Christ to each other. And so I'm going to ask us now, as you're able, to rise up on your feet and to offer handshakes and hugs all around the church as we prepare to worship our Lord and Savior. Good morning. So I got to figure out this role as bad angel. I don't know if I like that. It fits? Oh, my goodness. Let me just remind you, October is Pastor Appreciation Month, right? Holy moly. It fits. That's the last time you see this robe.